Hi, this is Sandy Crott. We received this newsletter contribution from Xander Manning, who is Ken Manning's son. And it's called Time, the Greatest Illusion We Face. Here's Xander. On June 9th, 2014, I walked onto the UMass campus for the first time as a freshman. And on the same day, I got my first piece of advice. Enjoy your time here. Before you know it, you'll be graduating. Time flies. I got the same advice when I began high school, and I remember thinking then that that time there would drag on. I was quite wrong. My 4 years flew by, and I went from a freshman in high school to a senior who was sending a deposit to his dream college in what seemed like the blink of an eye. Today, as I type this, having just finished my third year of college and looking ahead to my final year, I'm thinking, where did the time go? In June, I was sitting around with family and friends reflecting on the days coming up. I said I wanted to enjoy my summer and the last year of college with the intention of not getting caught up in how fast time was going by. Then I had an insight about thought and time. I realized it appears that time is flying by and that I have no control over it. I realized, however, the reality is that I have some control over how I experience time. If I want to slow things down, it has nothing to do with how busy I am, how much I accomplish in one day or year, nor does it matter what other people tell me about how time acts. The way time works is completely self-oriented. It's my experience, no one else's. If I slow my thinking down and live in the moment, everything will move much, much slower. Because of this insight, I am having the most enjoyable and timeless summer. I never feel rushed or pressured to cram a bunch of activities into each day. I'm looking forward to a timeless final year in college. Thanks, Xander. Xander had a great insight. On the one hand, time looks like an absolute reality. After all, there are 24 hours in every day. Every minute ticks off predictably. Xander's insight was not about the clock, but about his experience of time. He realized that his experience of time is created in his mind via his thinking. This explains why 60 minutes at a concert or a ball game can feel like 160 minutes in the lecture hall. And once Xander realized where his experience of time originated, he knew where to look to have a different experience. Time can't pressure us, nor can time make us enjoy it. Only our thinking can do that.